be seated. Our kids' corner this morning will be brought to us by Vivian Bird. Will the children come forward, please?
Sorry about that. And we see all kinds of plants and weeds and flowers start to bloom. And so who can tell me what these little blooms are? Dandelions, that is right. Pastor, we have some smart kids here today. Yes, we do. Well, most of us think of the dandelion as just a pesky little weed that we spend a lot of time and effort trying to get rid of. But today, you see, yes, you know that. You've probably seen it, haven't you? Today, I'm going to use the dandelion as an example of strength that I believe maybe we humans could learn from also. You know, she has kind of a mind of her own, the little dandelion does, kind of like you and I do. And each time we mow our lawns, we mow down the dandelions. But the dandelion is made to live on a long stem like this one. And it's friends with folks like the rain and the wind and the sunshine. The dandelion is not discouraged by being mowed down because the next day she just comes back up just as bright and friendly as ever. Just a shorter stem. She's cut down again and again, and each time comes back up with a shorter stem, but still bright and beautiful. And inside of a beautiful and faithful brown heart, she steadfastly sends up one little bud without a stem. And all of her sister dandelions do the same thing. And they bloom until the lawn looks as if it's buttoned down with pieces of gold. The reason that dandelions are so strong and hardy is that they have a very long root system that goes deep into the ground. And likewise, we need to have spiritual roots which will help us endure the storms that endure our lives. We grow spiritual roots through prayer, through Bible study and church attendance. And we may also strengthen our spiritual roots by associating with strong Christian friends. And so the lesson here is this: to try again. We see the little dandelion get cut down, but they come right back up. So it is to keep ourselves kind and beautiful in our heart, no matter how bad the situations around us may come. And every time you see a dandelion, I hope that you will think of this, to try again. Decide in your heart to not be discouraged, and beautiful things will happen because God loves you and he will always be there to help you if you ask. Now this morning we're going to ask the grown-ups to pray with us, okay? It'll be all right? Okay, let's bow our heads